I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Three o'clock hour, and we hit the post right at the top of the hour. Love that.
Beautiful.
Well done, Crowder.
I don't know what's going on.
3 o'clock hour on the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show. Hawk had to step out for an hour or so. He'll be back later on in the show. We have a lot to get to. Obviously, Chris Greer spoke to the media today. We'll play some cuts here in a second. We are counting down the days until the Miami Hurricanes open up their season. Crowder is sporting a Notre Dame T-shirt.
You know, my friend Marcus Freeman, you know, he gave me a bunch of stuff. We were up there recently.
Yeah. Marcus Freeman.
You see, I get my deep voice. That means, you know, I'm important.
All right. Yeah, I gotcha. Okay. Alex Dono is going to join us later this hour. And obviously, Dono does a phenomenal job hosting Locked On Canes. Nobody's covering the team better. So we'll talk with Dono later on this hour. And the Dolphins are making moves. They're making roster cuts. Why don't we do 15 minutes of game day uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event. Get offers on select models now through September 2nd. Learn more at Lexus.com. You got his number there? Don't put that up. You can see the number. You can see the number.
That's my buddy. You know, he sends me all the Notre Dame stuff, so I wear it.
If you call Marcus Freeman right now, would he answer? Right now at 3 o'clock?
I don't know if they're practicing. I think he called me back though.
He'll shoot you a text. Who's this?
It's so much pressure on him as a Notre Dame head coach. He loves to like sit around and mess around for 15 minutes. And you know, I'm the president of mess around. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he loves me to just sit and cuss and talk crazy about people.
He is no joke. We're not supposed to be showing Notre Dame any love, and I'm not. I hope the Hurricanes, and I'm actually feeling very optimistic about it. No joke. I know you're expecting the under. I'm feeling very optimistic about the Miami Hurricanes in this game. But Marcus Freeman is a cool dude. He comes off like he gives off this like cool vibe. Clearly, like a player's coach, the new type of coach in college football, and obviously hugely successful just a season ago.
And in his office and the Notre Dame, like, bro, I'm not even, like you're saying, damn, Canes are playing Notre Dame. Notre Dame, South Bend is beautiful. Their offices are top-notch. Their facilities are crazy. In his office, he has every candy you could ever think of. A big bowl of Starburst, Airheads, Nerds, Skittles, Snickers. Like it's a candy shop in his office, and I go in there and I continue my diabetic A1Cs because I eat so much candy in his office. He's amazed by how much candy I eat.
Hey, Crowder, it's funny you mentioned candy. Yesterday we were talking, you know, with Fred how he has a concierge key and it's a travel experience like none other. And then now you mentioned candy. I was talking to somebody the other day because I was talking about when I used to fly with the Miami Dolphins, when I was doing the executive production of their radio broadcast with Joe Rose, Jimmy Cephalo, and Kim Bocamper. And they're like, oh, wow, like what was that experience like flying with the team? I said, it is like once you fly private with whatever, an NFL or any professional sports organization, you never want to take like a commercial airline flight ever again because – just put it this way. You fly up to the team plane. You park right next to the plane. You walk on. They hand you food, Chick-fil-A, or they're catering some sort of food. And then you get on the plane. And the most shocking part of it was that any candy you can ever imagine, any vending machine item that you've ever seen in your entire life is available the entire flight at any moment on the team plane. There's fruit too. Like there's wrapped up fruit. There's anything that you can imagine, but there's just candy galore on the team plane for anybody at any time. The coolest part about flying with the team.
And it's kind of why y'all give me a hard time about this seatbelt thing. I might have been jaded about
that.
The seatbelt and
that.
The but also the like the security check and the little video they play, you know, do this and do that and read the pamphlet in the back seat. No, I'm laying on three seats long ways with a pillow and cover when we take off. Like, I don't need that. What are you talking about? Leave me alone, lady. I need a verbal yes. I need a verbal yes. I'm not giving you a verbal yes. Bro. I'm going to help these people out of this plane if something goes wrong. I'm a nice guy. Leave me alone. Bro, verbal yes.
I cannot stand you on the airplane. Like the person who's sitting in the exit row. Nowadays, you don't get placed in the exit row randomly. You have to pay to get in the exit row or you upgrade to the exit row. It's just the way it works because it's seen as, you know, extra leg room or whatever. You know, so, which means the person in the exit row, you know that the flight attendant at one point is going to come by. She's going to have to explain to you the requirement of sitting in the exit row because it's a federal law. It's part of her job or his job. Yes. And all you have to do, all you are required to do, one thing.
Verbal yes. Verbal yes.
Is one verbal yes. That is it. And then every now and then you get the jackass. Mm-hmm. Sir, ma'am, I'm going to need a, oh, okay. Like, no, I need a verbal yes. If not, I'm going to have to. Like, why are you giving the flight attendant a hard time? Why? Why? They're doing their job. All you have to do is say one word. Look at them while they talk to you and say, yes, I understand. That is it. Why are you giving the flight attendant a hard time? Why?
I verbal yes. So, Lana, I verbal yes. I do. Because I'm to your point. I don't want to give the flight attendant a hard time. I know. I fly on those 6 a.m.s. You just woke up. I just woke up. I'm going to give you the verbal yes. I do that when I'm in the exit row. Let's be honest. If this plane goes down, you want me to stand in this door and escort everybody out?
Right. No, I get it. I get it.
I'm out of here. If we survive, I'm not helping people get out of this little hole in the wall. I am going to run away from the plane because I'm terrified.
I get it. If the plane goes down, there's a 99% chance that door's not opening anyways. Like that you're donezo. My point is, in my household growing up, we called these people rompehuevos, ball busters. Like, just, you know what's required of you, and people just want to be a pain in the ass for some reason. Like, why are you grunting at the poor flight attendant? Yes. That's it. That's all that's required from you.
You know, I do travel. I travel a lot, and this happens more often than, I don't know, if you experienced this in the extra row, because I do sit extra row a lot. First class is way too expensive, but extra row, I can do extra row with third round money. She does that long monologue.
Monologue, right.
I need a verbal yes. Yes, yes, yes. Okay? Because you have to speak English to sit in the exit row.
Right, right.
Bro, it tickles me when that old Cuban guy says, "Kay?" I say, "Yeah, Jack, they about to move you, big man. You in 36C now, bro. You should not have said Kay."
How does 33F sound, señor? Por favor, vení conmigo.
They move them every time. I say, bro, you should have just said yes. See, okay, sir, we'll find you a new seat. Damn, abuela.
Hey, Abelardo, one word of advice. Download Duolingo. Learn how to say yes, please.
Okay. Uh-oh. We got trouble.
All right. So Chris Greer spoke today. I'll read you some of the Dolphins roster transactions and some of the stuff that's been going on. But I did want to play some sound for you, Crowder, from Chris Greer. He spoke openly today and covered a lot of topics. So we talked about Hawk read I think it was a tweet or maybe from the Miami Herald, what Barry Jackson wrote regarding not spending big money on free agency over this past offseason, which you would agree is a big surprise, right? I mean, I think now it kind of is all taking shape and we understand where he's coming from, the dynamic at play with the salary cap implications and obviously, you know, why the Dolphins are leaning more towards like this quote-unquote reset, even though it's not really. But I think going into the offseason, after the way last season ended, the fact that Stephen Ross put out that memo that status quo won't suffice anymore, I think we were all expecting going in, just setting up the context, they're going to go all in this season and they're going to spend money this season.
You paid Waddle. You paid Tyreek twice. You gave Tua the $250 million he wanted. You gave Bradley Chubb stupid money. You couldn't keep a jump Javon Holland because of the salary cap. Teron Armstead was a big hit. Like, they were pouring money. Jalen Ramsey got the big deal. They were pouring money into the roster.
Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel, too. They extended
Bro,
him.
Bro, you can't do that every year.
Right.
At some point, you have to get cheap guys and develop them, and that's what this is. Reset, restart, request, whatever re you want to use. You can't just keep giving people $30 million a year. Everybody can't make $30 million a year.
So I think it was Will Manso who asked this question. He's going to join us later so we can kind of dive a little bit deeper into it with him. But Will Manso basically kind of asked him, you know, about that reset and whether or not he still believes that this roster this season specifically is still in a position where they can compete at a high level. Here was Chris Greer's response earlier today.
Yeah, in terms of reset, it was just talking about the money philosophy and spending and stuff. But like I told you, that we were always going to try and win this season. It's all about winning in 2025. It was never going to be a step back. I think you guys have been around the players and in the locker room and talking to players. It's been a little different down there in how they've approached things. And we saw it from day one in OTAs. Like, the offensive and defensive groups would stay out on the field on their own, which I'd never seen here in years, for like an hour after OT as a group by themselves in their own time, walking through stuff, going through, holding each other accountable. You know, the stuff you saw like in the joint practices where our guys getting on each other about competing and stuff, that hadn't happened here in years. So it's a different mindset, you know, led by Mike, that we talked about right from that last team meeting at the end of last season when he told them what it was going to be. And it's been that way, and the players have responded incredibly. So we're excited. We're going to try and win as many games as we always can, and we feel good about the group and what it could be. And so we'll see how it plays out.
I love it.
I
really love it. And Chris Greer, I'll say it again, and I'm not doing the – it's funny because Gelb just said when you want to criticize somebody, you always throw something nice out and say, but I'm not saying but. Chris Greer is one of the most intelligent human beings that I can call my friend, say he's my friend. Like if I call – you ask about Marcus Freeman, I don't know he picks up. If I call Chris Greer will pick up my call. Like he's a good dude. It's logical what we're saying. I just talked about it. You have to account for the salary cap. That's why good teams, the team that you see win a lot, their guys are drafted and developed. The teams that you see try to go out there and just buy up a championship, it usually doesn't happen. NBA, you can buy a championship. In the NFL, you can't buy a championship.
Yeah, I just wonder, though, you know, whether or not he feels like expectations have to be what I think we're all putting them at. You correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, win a playoff game. I mean, he's saying we're going to go compete. We're going to go win as many games as we can. That's always the objective. And, I mean, what else is he going to say, right? Like, that's obvious. But I just wonder, like, if you could put him up on a lie detector test, does he actually think this team can go compete with the upper echelon teams in the AFC? And I don't know. I don't know realistically, like, what his answer would be, because I would lean – most people feel the way you and I do, that there's just a bit too many holes on this roster, and they seem to be doing a good job today at plugging up some of those holes, or yesterday as well. But I don't know, is it enough? And I don't know. I still don't feel confident that it is.
Well, I'm not either. We've both been, you know, and Hawk's the epitome of optimism with this team. This secondary is what scares me. Yeah. I think the O-line, which would be, you know, 1A, 1B, whatever it is. I think schematically you can make an offensive line look good if you get rid of the ball fast, which Tua has the fastest release in the NFL. They're going to do the reload, reset, motions, and all of that stuff offensively to try to get, you know, let's go back 2 years, because last year wasn't that impressive. Tua was out those five games, and that was embarrassing, scoring 11 points a game. I think that McDaniel is good enough to figure out how to utilize an offensive line that's not the Philadelphia Eagles O-line.
Right.
Like, we know we're not that. The secondary, I think if you took your point, you put Chris Greer on truth serum and say, can this secondary hold up against 17 top receivers and a bunch of good AFC teams in the playoffs? That's the question. Is the fifth round pick in Marshall from Florida, which he was a dog at Florida. I loved him at Florida. I don't even know if he can do it. Jack Jones, I don't know if he can do it. Rasul Butler comes in. Can he be that guy? We have to have that dog where Jalen Ramsey fell off, but Jalen Ramsey's better than any cornerback we have on this team right now. But you had to cut costs somewhere. So that's where I would say my biggest concern is. I think this front seven is going to be monsters. This is probably my favorite linebacker group I've seen with the Dolphins in 8-9 years. I think this front seven is going to be super solid. They can stop the run. They can rush the passer. This secondary is the biggest question, and I think that's going to be the Achilles heel of this team.
So we'll see. You know, just to add on to that cornerbacks unit, here's what the Dolphins did do today. Well, actually, why don't we do headlines? They're brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation. Just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices do not survive. No one sells for less. No one. The Dolphins today, if you're just joining us, haven't seen any of the news regarding Miami. They claimed their only waiver wire. Chris Greer today, who was asked about the cornerback depth and the cornerback situation. I think it was Hal Habib who tried to frame the question. It was a great question by him. You know, the same way that they asked him about the offensive line a year ago, where he really put his foot in his mouth, saying that the offensive line, you know, was a lot better than any of us thought or anybody in the media thought, and him and McDaniel were laughing about it. He wouldn't get boxed in like that this time, though. He was savvy to it.
I think I called him Rasul Butler.
Rasul Douglas.
Who's the old basketball player that passed away?
Right.
And when I said it, I was like, I don't think this sounds right. Rasul Douglas. Rasul Douglas, I got you, brother. Sorry. Yeah. I looked into it.
Good call. I went right with you. I'm like, yeah, Rasul Butler. The Dolphins, Chris Greer said that they're going to be very aggressive on waiver claims today, and the Dolphins were only able to claim one player off waivers, and that was Juju Brents from the Indianapolis Colts. So that's some more depth in the secondary. And according to Barry Jackson, they waived Isaiah Johnson. So he writes, the Dolphins will have six corners after Cam Smith. We know he's going on the non-football injury list. And here are your six corners: Rasul Douglas, Jack Jones, Ethan Bonner, who's injured indefinitely, Storm Duck, Jason Marshall, and now Juju Brents. Look, I mean, we're not saying anything that that hasn't been said already. Everybody's concerned with this team is the cornerbacks, as you mentioned. But to me, it's not just that, you know, they're not top heavy there. It's what happens if there's an injury, you know, like the lack of depth truly is concerning there. And it's a fair criticism of the team. Like I'm not finding anybody who's trying to, other than Hawk, who said Storm Duck and Jack Jones are the next Sam Pat. no, but I mean, really, I'm not finding anybody who's caping up for, I mean, the depth, but just let alone the actual, the starting corners. I mean, that's going to be the big test going into week 3, week 4, week 5.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
And when you're paying a quarterback 30, two receivers 30, you know, Bradley Chubb makes a bunch of money. Like, there's some guys, they just paid Sealer. When you pay guys, you have to cut corners places. It's like when you build a house. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, we done put all this marble and all this damn stuff into the island in the kitchen. We can't have a slide into the pool. We can't have, you know, travertine. Let's do some bricks outside. You have to cut corners when you have a budget. And they've cut corners at a position that is glaring. Because those names you said, Solana, honestly, I don't even know. Storm Duck's name is very – his name is just easy to remember. His name's Storm Duck. I call Rasul Douglas, Rasul Butler, who passed away in 2018. Like, those guys have to step up. Marshall, the fifth round pick out of Florida, he can play ball. He's a big, he's a long guy. But is he Jalen Ramsey? Like, you have to take chances on positions when you're paying other positions. And I think that's kind of what Chris Greer is hinting upon when he talks.
So, you know how we do like Game Day Uncensored, and we get the legendary NFL Films voice to do all the production for Game Day Uncensored for the pre and post game show of our WQM coverage, Crowder. And Tobin sent in some lines to be read, and listen to what he got the NFL Films guy to record.
Storm Duck. Quack, quack, quack.
That's awesome.
Effing awesome, man.
You got to get the Rick. Somebody has to find the Rick Ross one.
Yes.
Man, we got chickens, thousands of chickens running around. Quack, 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 quack.
Quack, quack, quack. We farming our own chickens, homie. Thousands of chickens, thousands. Running around everywhere. Quack, quack, quack.
Quack, quack, quack. DBJ.
Oh, man. That's cool. That's cool.
I'll have Tobin clip just the quack, quack, quack for me, and we can just go all three of them. We can... Oh, that's not it. Hold on. We can go Rick Ross.
Quack, quack, quack.
DBJ. Quack, quack, quack. And then NFL Films.
Yeah, chickens. Thousands of chickens running around. Quack, 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 quack.
All right. We'll get back into some more of the Chris Greer sounds coming up in the next hour. Again, Will Mansell is going to join us next hour. He was there today live at the Chris Greer press conference. He asked a couple questions, so we'll dive back into that. Just a couple other local notes because I want to take a break, make sure we have enough time with Alex Dono on the other side. Just saw Carson Beck actually on ESPN right now. Inter Miami does play a pivotal game tonight. Orlando City, Inter Miami, Chase Stadium. It's the League's Cup semifinal. This is probably Inter Miami's biggest rival in Orlando City, cross-state rival, and this is probably the biggest game of that rivalry ever. They've had some good games going back to when Inter Miami played them in that first season, but this is easily a chance at going back to the League's Cup final, the biggest game in that rivalry's history. Messi and Jordi Alba expected to be available for tonight's game. Doesn't mean they'll start, but they're expected to be available. Jimmy,
Turnpike Derby?
The Turnpike Derby, Crowder.
Man, call it the Brightline Derby. That Brightline is good. I like Brightline.
Yeah, except for when it's taking people out. And these South Floridians don't know what the hell they're doing.
Get your ass off the track. You see that big-ass train coming.
Crazy. Like, hey, if the bars are coming down, don't drive over the track, moron.
Man, that Bright Line, you order drinks and food to your seat. I love the Bright Line.
Nah, it's fire. It really is. It's a cool way to go up to Orlando. Jimmy, what's the Marlins score? Oh, my God. I just saw it on your laptop.
The Marlins are trailing 12-1.
Jeez.
They put a score on the board.
Top of the seventh.
They got one on the board, baby.
They got one up there.
They gave up 9 runs yesterday. I think just in the 9th inning. Do I have that right, Jimmy? Double check that. They give up 9 runs just in the 9th inning, and now they've given up 12 through 7. That's, I don't know, quick maths, 12 plus 9 is what, 21? That's 21 runs in 8 innings. 21 runs in 8 innings.
Yeah, 9 runs in the 9th inning.
Crazy.
Next time Appel's on, I want to ask him about this, like the breakdown, because before the break – They were good. Like, they were right there in the running for a wild card, and then they just fall off the cliff. Is that what young teams do? Is that what unproven players do where they have no longevity? Because, 162 games? That's a long-ass season.
Yeah.
Is that what bad teams do, is fall off when you have young talent?
Yeah, I think, you know, they're just getting exposed a little bit. They probably overachieved. And again, I'm not a baseball expert. I don't necessarily know the nitty-gritty of the team. But Appel, you know, when you and Hawk were off, I think it was last week or whenever it was, maybe last Tuesday, Appel was making the argument to me that, you know, he thinks Clayton McCullough being fired, like people who are calling for Clayton McCullough to be fired, are silly, and that the team this season, like, exceeded expectations, and you should be happy with the young core that they've put together. So I don't know. I don't watch the team enough to like have an educated opinion on some of these guys. I know Marcy is really good. Obviously the pitching staff with Yuri and Sandy's looked better. Edward Cabrera, like there's some Gus Edwards, like there's some young talent on the team. But like, what does that mean? I don't know. I don't know.
It's the thing. We knew they weren't going to be a World Series favorite, but they were three games back of a wild card, four games, six games. They were right there competing with all those other teams, and now they're getting their ass whooped by 13 runs. Like, what happens to that? Like, after that All-Star break, it went downhill.
Yeah. No, they've lost six straight series or about to lose a seven straight series. I mean,
I'm going to text Appel, yeah, and I'm going to cuss at him.
All right. couple other NFL notes. We're going to take a break here. But Rashee Rice, six-game suspension. He's accepting it to start the 2025 regular season. So he's going to miss a lot of time. And the Ravens, speaking of paying dudes, the Ravens made Kyle Hamilton the highest-paid safety in NFL history.
That boy can play, though. That big light-skinned fella?
He's good, bro.
He can play ball. He wears his uniform is very ugly on him, but he can play ball.
And I know somebody texted this in earlier, and I appreciate the reminder. Matt Caldwell, who is the Florida Panthers CEO, he's been here for a really long time. He's leaving the Florida Panthers. He's going to become the CEO of the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Minnesota Lynx, the WNBA team up in Minnesota. So he starts in September. And obviously today the Florida Panthers, the Viola family, they celebrated Matt Caldwell's tenure here with the Florida Panthers.
I'm glad you clarified that the Minnesota Lynx are in Minnesota. I appreciate that.
Still a lot of show left, Jackass. Still a lot of show left.
You know, those Minnesota Lynx, you know, up in Minnesota. Okay, that sounds good.
All right, we're going to talk with Alex Dono coming up on the other side. We're going to dive into the Miami Hurricanes and Notre Dame, the season opener Sunday. You can hear all the action right here on 104.3 WQAM. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., obviously Victor Bermudez, the executive producer, and it all gets underway this weekend. More Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana Show coming up next.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
I love the colonoscopy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
A matter of days away from the Miami Hurricanes season opener at Hard Rock Stadium. We're going to talk with Alex Dono here in just a second. I just want to remind everybody, we've been doing this giveaway all week. We've got a chance for you to win a Holy Cap apparel cap, a bold rechargeable LED lit cap. It glows in colors like Miami blue, pink, fire, and orange. Orange. For details on how you could win, keep listening to our show. Again, we'll do a giveaway a little bit later. For more information, you can go to WQAM.com. Now joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, let's talk some Canes, let's talk some Notre Dame, Alex Dono, the great Dono. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, ToyotaofHollywood.com. Dono is probably responsible for our favorite moment in show history, and several of our favorite moments in show history, and I don't think all of them embarrassing mostly for me, and none of them even took place on this show.
Oh, Suge night. Oh, Dono, you know,
oh,
Suge.
Oh yeah. Club Suge.
Hey Dono, you couldn't have just cut me off before I embarrassed myself with that and the golf update? And the golf update, oh. Dono.
Was it Tringale, Triangle? Oh man.
Tringali.
Epic. I'm surprised ESPN didn't call you that day to be a new Sports Center anchor. Like, we got Golf Channel. We gotta get this guy on for the Tringale updates.
Be Horschel. No joke, though. Alex Dono, you are the host of the Locked On Canes podcast. Nobody is covering the Miami Hurricanes better right now than Alex Dono. I recommend everybody, if you're not doing so already, go subscribe to the Locked On Canes podcast and obviously follow Dono on Twitter at Alex Dono. And we're lucky to have you, Dono. You're doing the postgame show this season as well, right? For the for the WQM broadcast?
Yeah, so yeah, we got a night game coming up for the first one, so we'll be up late, probably till like, I don't know, 1 in the morning, something like that.
Yeah.
Hopefully talking about a win, guys. Yes. I got to get my mindset right for this.
Yes, that's a cafecito special, Dono. Double espresso shot at around 7
o'clock. Well, we had one last year. I did post game after the Cal game, which was a 10:30 start time. I mean, at some point, my soul left my body, like during the post game show. But I think we were on till like 4 a.m. Yeah. I might have fallen asleep at 2, but the show was on till 4.
So, Dono, you mentioned hopefully a victory. Walk us through, what does a Hurricanes victory look like on Sunday? We know it's a top 10 battle. We know the Hurricanes didn't lose a game at home last season. We know the Hurricanes haven't lost to Notre Dame in Miami going back to, I believe, 1977. What does – and the Hurricanes, I think, are – undefeated in September the last two seasons? Like, what does all that mean for a game like this when you have a team that was in the national championship game? What does a win look like for Miami?
Yeah, I think first things first, have to limit Notre Dame's dynamic rushing attack. You know, every time, and I listen to what a lot of other people are saying about this game, especially on the Notre Dame side, and for good reason, they can't stop talking about Jeremiah Love and Jadarian Price, which excellent running back duo and a good offensive line at Notre Dame. Now, when Notre Dame went up against top 10 opponents last year, I think they averaged about 70 yards on the ground per contest. So Miami's a top 10 team, so hopefully that holds up this year. But really, Miami's front seven being up to the task. You know, you make an important addition to your linebacker core like Mo Torre from Rutgers, who's a really good run stopper. You know, you've got a younger guy in the interior of your defensive line getting a really big opportunity. Justin Scott, I expect to play a lot this year, a former five-star recruit from a couple of cycles ago. You know, you got players like Reuben Bain and Akeem Mesidor on your defensive line. They have to be up to the task of just not letting Notre Dame run all over you, because that's what they're going to want to do, guys. I mean, the Irish have a first-time starting quarterback, CJ Carr. He was a great player in high school, I guess, but he's got zero collegiate snaps to this point. So, you know, if you can limit their running game, you try to force CJ Carr to beat you. That's where hopefully you can get guys like Bain and Mesidor pinning their ears back and making CJ Carr's life difficult in the backfield. So that's on the defensive side of the football. On offense, I also think Miami needs to definitely establish a running game. You know, you look at Notre Dame's defensive secondary. They've got great corners. They play man coverage. You know, Christian Gray, one of their corners, is probably one of the very best in the country. It's difficult, or it has been difficult, to throw the football against these guys. So obviously Miami, who also has a big physical offensive line, and I like Miami's offensive line a little bit better than Notre Dame's. And you've got a good trio of running backs with Mark Fletcher, Jordan Lyle, and Shamar Brown, who transferred in from North Dakota State. All of those guys are between 205 pounds and 225 pounds. So you've got like those big physical body types to hopefully wear down the defense. And then, you know, you have to hope that Carson Beck can hit some big plays without making any critical mistakes, because, you know, the Irish are a team that has thrived on forcing turnovers and takeaaways defensively. You know, I'm encouraged by how well Beck has done during training camp, and he's built a lot of fast chemistry with his receivers. Like, I think, again, training camp is training camp, though. This is the real thing coming up on Sunday. So you got to hit some plays downfield. You know, we all remember when Notre Dame beat Penn State in the national semifinal game, they didn't allow a single reception by a Penn State wide receiver. That may have been as much of an indictment on Penn State's, you know, receivers as it was the other way around. But it's something that did happen. And last thing I'll note on you know, Miami getting hopefully a victory here. You talk about Carson Beck. I love the fact that he has big time experience in big games. I heard the stat today. This will be the eighth time he goes up against a top 10 team in his career. You know, started the past two seasons at Georgia. He's got a 5-2 record against top 10 teams. I think both of those losses were to Alabama, who's been no slouch, of course. So he's hoping to improve to, I think, 6-2 against top 10 opponents this week. So there's nothing that guy hasn't seen before. We just have to see it all get put together on the field this week.
And Donald, this isn't going to be a, in my opinion, let me know if I'm wrong, this isn't a dance contest. This is a rugby match. That's what Notre Dame wants to do. They're going to run the ball. They're going to go downhill. To your point, CJ Carr has no snaps in college. They're not letting him throw the ball 40 times. They are going to test your oil, as we used to say. Should UM play into that? Because, like, you have Beck, where let Beck do what Beck does, but also you don't want to cause those turnovers with a great secondary. Yeah. You know, gambling-wise, I took the under. I don't think it's going to be a 40-30 game. I think it's going to be a 17-13 game. Yeah. But should UM play Notre Dame, almost get in the mud where Notre Dame wants to get in the mud?
You raise a great point. I think probably both teams in the first quarter are going to kind of see how much they get away with on the ground. But with that said, it would not shock me if maybe Miami's first play or within the first couple of plays is a shot downfield, right, to test that Notre Dame secondary. Because like you said, if you turn this into, you know, like a 1950s style 3 yards in a cloud of dust type of game, maybe that does favor Notre Dame. Whereas, you know, Miami's got an experienced quarterback and a lot of weapons. You know, they're unproven weapons, Crowder, at least unproven in Miami, because you did bring in a guy, CJ Daniels, who's a 6-year senior receiver, ton of experience. Keelan Marion from BYU's got some experience. Tony Johnson from Cincinnati. But outside of that, you've got, you know, young guys like JoJo Trader, who's heading into his second year, hasn't played a whole lot. Actually, a couple of the best performers for Miami at receiver in camp have been true freshmen at receiver. Malachi Toney, like, I wouldn't surprise me if he starts. I mean, we're not going to know until, like, they kick it off, because Cristobal doesn't mess around with pregame depth charts. We'll find out on Sunday at some point, but he's performed really, really well. So we'll see how much he gets counted on for a big game like this. But I'm with you. I think take some. Miami may be the team more equipped to go downfield in this game. But also, I'm wondering what the weather is going to look like, because, of course, you know, weather in Miami can change hour to hour. I'm looking at like a 70% chance of rain. So I don't know if this is going to be like a mud bowl type of thing. I hope not, but I guess we'll find out a few hours before kickoff.
Speaking to that, and you know, what Crowder's idea of this game is going to look like, we were talking with Joe Z on Monday, and he said, you know, something along the lines of, this is the most Mario team that he's put together since he's been here. He also said he thinks it's Cristobal's most talented roster. We'll find out, right? But when he says Mario's team, I think he's talking about the type of players that Cristobal has been able to put, you know, in uniform, but also develop since he's been here and recruit. Dono, do you feel the same way? Like, the size of the players, the type of guys that Cristobal is getting at Oregon, do you feel like the Canes are closer to being that team than they were maybe last year or two seasons ago?
Yeah, it's not even close. And you can look at the physical size of the players on the back end. You know, you go bring in Xavier Lucas in the transfer portal from Wisconsin. He's, you know, over 6 foot. He's a 215, 220 range. OJ Frederic is 6'1", over 200 pounds. I think every single defensive back on Miami's roster, except for one guy, is 6 foot tall or larger. And then, of course, line of scrimmage speaks for itself. I mean, this is probably the best offensive line Miami's had. They've had some good ones over the last couple of years. I mean, everyone knows about the right side. I mean, CeCe Mauinoa is probably going to be a first-round draft pick. Nez Cooper at right guard has been really stellar. But you know, the left tackle, who's, you know, a couple of years ago was a JUCO transfer, but Markel Bell has worked his butt off to be. Cristobal told me he's the most improved player on the roster since last year, and the guy's 6'9", 340. So, I mean, if you just look at the body types that they have in there, you're 100% right, and Joe Z was spot on. Like, this is the most Mario Cristobal roster that Mario Cristobal has had. And another thing, I mentioned the running backs all being over 200 pounds. Like, you notice over the last couple of years, you know, Miami's had a couple of smaller running backs on the depth chart, and it just hasn't worked, right? Where, you know, so you look at a guy like Breshard Smith, who was actually a Miami slot receiver a couple years ago, but he transfers to SMU. He's like 175, 180 pounds. He had a really good year at running back, but like, that works in SMU's offense. Doesn't work in Miami's offense. Like, Miami had Chris Johnson, who was a smaller running back. He transferred to SMU. He's going to be this year. We'll see how he does, but that's not like a Miami type of back, like the Mario Cristobal type of back, or, you know, their smallest running back is Jordan Lyle at 205 pounds. Their other guys are in the 215 to 225 range. So it's definitely the most Cristobal of rosters that he has had. And I'm cool with that, because, yeah, I mean, bigger, stronger players tend to push the smaller guys around. But I also like the idea of the head coach, after, you know, 3 full recruiting cycles and 3 plus transfer portals, finally having the roster that, like, really seems to fit the style of football he wants to play. So I think that opens up a lot of possibilities for Miami.
And Donald, something else I asked Joe Z, great point. He was like, if they win, they jump in the top 5. If they lose, they're in the 20s. Like, it's some reason UM is just gonna, it's their extremes when the voters come up.
Yeah.
What does it mean, this litmus test? Because my thing is, I really believe it's going to be a field goal late either way. If UM is what UM is supposed to be, you know, I'm friends with Marcus Freeman.
Yeah, Dono, he's wearing a Notre Dame t-shirt.
Like, I'm friends with Marcus Freeman, I mean, Dono. Oh, come on. I was just in South Bend, you know, they gave me a swag bag and everything. Dono's upset with me. But no,
a little bit, yeah.
But Dono, the litmus test of this, like, I don't think it's going to be an ass kicking either way. But if they can beat Notre Dame, or what happens if they beat Notre Dame? And what if Notre Dame ekes out something late? Does it show you anything about this team?
I mean, I would objectively say that if Miami is super competitive with a team that came in second place last year, I could probably look at that and say, like, look how far this roster has come in the past 4 or 5 years, right? Because I can remember, you know, I guess it was during the Manny Diaz era when Miami opened up a season against Alabama 1 year, and it was a bloodbath. Like, it was like, hey, we just don't have the same sort of athletes that they have. So, yeah, I see what you're saying. At the same time, I think that there's enough justified hype in this roster that I think that for most Miami fans, even if you lose the game by a point, I think there would be a big sense of disappointment. Like, I don't think fans would come away from it like looking for any sort of a moral victory. And also, there's this long-standing hatred for Notre Dame. I mean, the real ones, you know, the older Miami fans. I'm getting up into that group now. Maybe the 25-year-olds don't remember the hatred for Notre Dame, but the older ones do. That's why they're all very angry at Crowder's t-shirt today. Yeah, as they should be.
Yep.
But you know, and listen, bottom line, if you do lose this game, and I do not want that to happen, but you still got everything in front of you in terms of, you know, if you win the ACC, they're not going to deny you of a college football playoff spot. You still want to beat Florida, who's on the schedule. But I get it. Like, if Miami is competitive in this game, you can say, look how far this team has come, that you can play like that against, you know, top five or top six technically team in the country and a runner up from last year. But I think they've raised the standard so much in terms of the talent level. I do get like a win or bust type feel to this in a certain point of view.
Even just getting to the ACC championship, not that it guarantees you a spot in the top 12, but if you're in the ACC championship, you probably have 9-10 wins under your belt. You know, there's a good chance you're in there. You know, Hard Rock Stadium is going to be rocking for the game, Dono. And again, you can listen to Alex Dono after the game, after Joe Zagacki and Don Bailey Jr., the Canes post-game show right here on 104.3 WQAM, Miami sports leader. Dono, no Aperol Spritz talk today because Hawk had to jet a little early, but here's my tip to a probably the most Italian person I know, a true Italiano, the Publix tiramisu.
Ooh, I don't know if I've had that one.
The Publix tiramisu, Dono, I think.
It's better than Italy?
I'm not kidding. Better than anything I had at the Piazza Navona, at the Piazza Michelangelo, better than anything I had near the Colosseum. I am telling you that the tiramisu at Publix might be the greatest dessert I have ever had in my entire life.
Dono,
I am not kidding.
What did he just say, Dono?
Tiramisu.
That's how it's supposed to be said?
Of course. Yeah. You just have no culture, Crowder.
Tiramisu.
Yeah.
Tiramisu. Y'all are crazy. Tiramisu.
So okay, so I'll trust you on this because the last time I got Italian food advice on this show wasn't from Solana, but Hawk basically told me the tour of Italy at Olive Garden is better than anything you'll find. And I disagree. I had it a couple weeks ago. Bang average.
It's so terrible.
I'm gonna trust Solana on this.
Go to Publix, Dono. It's like $3.99. And it comes in, it's not like a small dessert, it's a big dessert. It comes in like a big little plastic thing, and just eat it right out of there. Dono, I am telling you, the best dessert, the tiramisu, is the best dessert I have ever had. And I'm a big, you know, we've talked about this, the key lime pie, the key lime pie from Publix, I maintain is the best key lime pie in Florida, by far better than the Keys. Miss me with those lime green buildings. The Publix tiramisu, Dono.
You're welcome. I'll try it. I'll try it as soon as this weekend, if not tonight.
Okay. Can't wait. Can't wait for your review on Twitter. Alex Dono, best in the business covering the Canes. Dono, we love you, man. Seriously. Follow all his work on Locked On Canes and hopefully get a dub this weekend, man.
I love you guys, but I was mainly here to see Jimmy. So thanks, Jimmy.
Appreciate you, Dono.
Jimmy forgot he could talk. Bro. He forgot he could turn on his mic.
I found my voice.
We're on an audio medium, big dog.
We're running late. We'll take a break. Hockman, Crowder, and Solana, the 4 o'clock hour is next.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana show.
50% of the times I stay in hotels, I clog the toilet.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.